A BC man has been found not criminally responsible due to a mental disorder following a June 2022 attack at a Vancouver gas station where he threatened to kill people. He believed all the people he attacked were part of the Hell's Angels, Vancouver Provincial Court Judge Andrea Brownstone said in her decision June 4. She said Leslie Dale Chudik, found guilty of aggravated assault, uttering threats and dangerous vehicle operation, was capable of understanding the nature of his actions but not that they were wrong. She found he had a chronic psychiatric disorder of a persecutory type. The events horrified Vancouver as part of a series of stranger attacks in the city. His trial before Brownstone began February 14 with Crown Prosecutor Philip Sebelin and defense lawyer Christy Neurouter presenting an agreed statement of facts. Neurouter then asked Brownstone to find Chudik guilty but not criminally responsible due to a mental disorder. That led to testimony from two psychiatrists Feb 14 to 15. Brownstone ruled Chudik did not understand his actions that day were morally wrong. As such, she ruled him criminally responsible due to a mental disorder, NCRMD, and remanded him into custody at BC's Forensic Psychiatric Hospital. The events. An agreed statement of facts said Chudik's involvement with police had begun the previous evening when he was found holding a sign saying, "Goodbye Les Chudik," and something about the Hell's Angels. When police arrived, Chudik told them the Hell's Angels were after him, preventing him from buying gas at service stations. About 3 hours later, early on the morning of June 1, police received reports of the vehicle running red lights in Port Coquitlam. Half an hour later, Burnaby RCMP attempted to stop the vehicle near Canada Way. Soon, it was reported that the vehicle was on Vancouver's East Hastings driving with no tire on one wheel, leaving a trail of debris as the vehicle ran on the rim. As those events were unfolding, a man went into a 7-Eleven at the Esso station at Hastings and Skeena. Almost immediately, he was struck by a red minivan. Videos played for the court showed the man being thrown in the air and crumpling to the ground. Chudik got out of his vehicle carrying two weapons, a knife and a tree pruning saw. Police initially reported that the saw was a machete. Sebelin said a number of witnesses described Chudik as dazed, distressed and agitated. That man was stabbed at one point, the court heard. In hospital, the man was treated for a stab wound to his back and a couple of fractures, one which required surgery. Pruning saw. The court heard Chudik move toward one bystander and struck him on the head with the pruning saw. "I'm going to kill you because that gang is going to kill me anyway," Sebelin quoted Chudik as saying. A chase captured on video soon took place around the gas station, with people scattering in all directions. Sirens could be heard as Chudik wandered around the gas station before he got onto a motorcycle and tried to start it. Police approached him with firearms drawn. Chudik dropped to the ground and was cuffed. He told officers his wife and daughter had been killed by Hell's Angels. The verdict. What an NCRMD verdict means is that a criminal act was proven, but there was no criminal intent on the accused's part. The court heard repeatedly Chudik believed he was being pursued by the Hell's Angels and believed the man he hit with his vehicle was a member of the motorcycle club. Brownstone also transferred Chudik's file to the BC Review Board, the agency responsible for supervising people found not criminally responsible. Brownstone also made an order for Chudik's DNA to be taken on an application from Crown Prosecutor Sebelin, who said Chudik poses a risk to the public. Defense lawyer Neurouter opposed the application, saying such a move would only exacerbate her client's fear of police. The psychiatrist Dr. Robert Lacroix told Brownstone during the trial he had diagnosed Chudik as having been in a psychotic state marked by persecutory delusions that took over his thinking. Lacroix said the disorder is marked by fixed ideas that are not susceptible to reason or logic. The doctor testified Chudik had been exhibiting such symptoms for some time. He retained the capacity to appreciate the nature and quality of what he did, Lacroix said. He did not know his actions were wrong. LaCroix said Chudik lacked the capacity to make rational decisions when it came to dealing with perceived threats. There was no reality-based threat to him, LaCroix said. He was acting simply to preserve his life. In June 2022, Crown Prosecutor Karen Hodan said reports from doctors indicated Chudik was mentally fit to stand trial. The incident was one of multiple stranger attacks that happened in Vancouver.